Power On.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another episode of Ask Drone You.
Welcome to episode number 33. We're really glad that you've joined us.
That's a special number.
Why is that?
I don't know. There's two threes in it. I thought three was like a perfect number or something.
I love the number three, but I like it by itself, if you're going to be technical about it.
Well, we've got a special guest today, right, Rob?
We do. Yeah, one of our students.
That's right. One of the top 100 is here. And everyone, welcome our friend Andre.
Hello, everyone.
So today we have a question about difficulty and challenges.
It's a question from Kyle from Florida. And thanks, Kyle, for sending in your question.
Love Florida.
Haven't been there in a while, but I'd like to go back.
Yes.
So the question is, let's get right to it.
Okay.
They want to know, well, I guess not they, Kyle wants to know, what's the toughest shoot that you've ever done? Tell us about that. Why? What was tough about it? What did you learn? What would you do different? All those things.
All right, the toughest shoot that I've ever done. Well, I would have to say, frankly, Rob, it goes right into the Imus Ranch. That was definitely the most difficult shoot I've ever had to do. Why? Well, frankly, it was kind of situated in a canyon, so it was extremely difficult to get the shots and get out there early enough to get the shots I needed. While there wasn't too much wind. And when I mean too much wind, I mean we're talking 30, 40 mile an hour winds.
Which generally you wouldn't recommend people fly in anyways, right?
That's
unless
right.
They're really, really experienced.
That's right. And that was definitely a day that I should have brought out the coaxial and filmed, and I didn't. But also, something else that I really learned was about SD card storage that day. Actually, it was really interesting. There's a few lessons I learned from it. Number one, when we went out to go scout the ranch, we scouted with the drone.
Okay.
And we were there with Don, and we were there with Craig. And actually, that scout film that was only 10 minutes of footage ended up being in a majority of the video.
Interesting. Sometimes it's just a mindset. You're not overthinking things.
Uh-huh.
You're just flying.
That's right. That's right. And the reason that we used a lot of the scout footage was, number one, there was no wind, and number two, it was very green. And the Imus Ranch is kind of situated in an area where if it's not raining consistently and a lot, as my phone blows up behind me, I'm sorry about that. If it doesn't rain consistently a lot, it gets really brown really quickly.
You're describing New Mexico. Sure.
Yes, I am actually describing New Mexico.
We love it.
We do love it out here. But that being said, the other thing I learned, so when you're scouting, record your footage. You never know if you're going to end up using it. Lesson number two, never use an SD card adapter for your laptop or your MacBook. And what do I mean? I mean those little SD adapters where you can plug in multiple micro SDs and then plug it into your computer.
Oh, right. Okay.
It destroys your cards.
So you don't mean the going from the micro to the regular size.
No.
Okay.
I mean, there's a little, and I have one in my bag. It's rectangularly shaped. It's about 3 inches long, 2.5 inches wide, and you can plug multiple micro SDs, and your computer will read all of them at one time. Don't use those.
Okay.
Why? They actually destroy your footage. I lost a card, and it cost me like $1,000 of costs.
Oh, that sucks.
By losing the card.
That really sucks.
Yeah, so that was lesson number two. Don't store your cards in those. Don't have them read by those adapters. Just use the straight regular micro SD to SD adapter.
But as I've watched the video, and by the way, is the video up somewhere where people can go see it? That'd be cool for people to go see this video.
Yeah, no, definitely. Just if you go to YouTube and search Don and Deidre Imus present the Imus Ranch. You can search that. Also, that article that we just posted yesterday, which was March 4th.
Okay.
That article was talking about the development of real estate marketing. They actually used the Imus Ranch video in the article.
Very cool.
So you can find it very easily.
You should go watch it. It's really good.
It is definitely. And you know what? One of the other lessons I learned is that not everyone has the same eye. A lot of people, well, not a lot of people, there are a minute group of people that don't like flying through houses because we filmed and flew through the house.
Right.
But at the same time, he didn't like it because he didn't believe the lighting was quite as good as a still photograph with flashes and LEDs and everything. So we went back and did some Ken Burns on a few photos, and that's what he wanted. So it was like we had to step down our cinematography for him.
Interesting.
And that was the first time I'd ever done that.
And everybody's going to learn that you're going to be working with clients, and ultimately your goal is to please them.
That's right.
But one of the things I noticed in this, Paul, was, and you guys will see it if you go see the video, there's some real technical shots, like going through the gate.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, going through the gate was cool. Now, again, going back to the how we had to step down our cinematography, if you've noticed on some of the other videos that we've put out about the most extreme shots, the hardest shots with the Phantom 2, you'll see I actually fly through the fence to reveal the horses in the pasture.
Right.
He didn't want that in the video because he thought it was too, I think the word he used was flamboyant and aggressive.
Interesting.
Yeah, so.
Spoken by a very flamboyant and aggressive person.
Well, you know, I don't want to talk negatively about
Imus. That's not negative. That's not negative.
No, it's not.
I actually like Imus.
Well, I'm glad
you're getting defensive about it. No, I'm just kidding.
But, you know, that brings up a good question is, you know, where do people have difficulties in when they're, you know, up and coming? Because I'm in a different place right now with our shooting. So I wanted to bring Andre in today to ask him the question of, you know, what difficulty do you have when you're learning to fly? What have you learned? And I know there have been difficulties. And that being said, I'm really interested to hear from you. We're all interested to hear from you on where did you have trouble as you were developing?
Oh, let's see. When I was first flying outside, I gotta say maybe kind of flight, the height control as far as when I'm yawing too. Because I've noticed whenever I turn, sometimes I used to push up or down and, you know, the craft will move up or down. And if I was, say, flying through the fence and did that, it wouldn't have been a good, you know,
you've had a problem.
And I've also noticed flying inside, there's so much prop wash that you have to be ready for it. You know, it might elevate, it might descend, you know, go left or right. So especially when you're close to walls. So that's another thing I've been trying to practice doing is doing smooth rotations inside.
It's hard.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
it is.
Really hard.
And Paul makes it look really, really easy.
He sure does. The first time I put it up, I was like, wow, this is so much air that... Yeah, you just really have to be ready for it. But
I ruined a few paintings in my house one day from it.
So, Andre, did you fly something before your Phantom, or did you hop right into flying your Phantom?
You know, I got my Phantom first, which, and then a few days after, I'd gotten the Saima X5C.
Okay.
Which, that's really nice, because, I mean, inside, you don't get that prop wash.
This is also coming from the guy who purposefully tries to, you know, have these in-air combat with the Sima.
Me and my buddy will battle with
Which I have to say, I think
that's
actually
a great idea.
I think it's awesome, because it's so much fun, and I think it's actually good training, because to try and hit something else that's moving in the air is extremely difficult.
And those Simas are pretty tough, too, right? They can handle it.
They are. I mean, yeah, I've thrown them into the wall, they've hit the ground, and they just, as long as they're upright, they'll pick right back up and start flying. So those are great things to learn with. And just before I came here, I was actually just in my townhouse, just doing circles around the biggest room we have, and just, you know, keeping it smooth as I can. But those are another thing to get for good practice with the elevation control. Because if you just let off the throttle on that, it's not a Phantom where it's just going to hover, it's just going to drop out of the sky like a rock.
So, and you know, he brings up a great point, is that it's more difficult to practice with the Sima, which is why we recommend them. You know, if you can get used to that, and why, you know, Franco, your friend who has been, you know, telling me how excited he is to fly his Phantom, and I keep telling him, like, dude, don't worry, like, don't let the giddiness get in your way, because he's flying the Sima like a pro, and it's so much more difficult. So when you step down into the Phantom, which has auto hover control and has a little bit of elevation control, it's a lot easier to get into. So,
and we've been recommending for a while that people fly a Sima first for that very reason.
We should just start selling them at this
point.
I wish I'd have had my hands on it before for the Phantom.
Really?
I feel like I would have been just, you know, a little more comfortable on the sticks.
For sure.
You feeling comfortable now?
I am. Yeah. I've only been flying for about a month. I think I got my Phantom February 5th.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, well, I've seen some video.
Dude,
Paul shared some video.
Awesome. Yeah.
You've come a long ways fast.
Yeah. In a month. I think we're going to have to write that down and test that time, because wow. I mean, if you could see Andre fly, I mean, he's gone from not flying at all to really being able to do the complex turns and maneuvers. And he even has a lot of the camera motion down too.
Yeah.
So frankly, he's come a long way very quickly. And that is a great thing, sir.
Yes, great
Seriously.
Job. Great job. So it's possible. But also, you've flown a lot. right? I mean, you've been practicing
a lot. Yeah, with the Sima, I bought 4 extra batteries, so I'm able to cycle all of them, basically just keep it in the air.
Right.
So, I mean, I'll just, you know, I don't put the controller down, so I'm just continuously flying. And
yeah, and I don't want to take away from what you've done in only a month, but the point is you've spent a lot of time working on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be...
I've really put in a lot of practice.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have learned a few valuable lessons here. Fly the Sima first. Always constantly record while you're flying. Oh, you know, I wanted to bring up a question that had been brought up to me before. How much did you pay for those extra batteries, those little Sima batteries?
They were $20, and that was with the charger. So it comes with the USB charger, just on Amazon. So altogether, the Sima is $60, and the batteries were $20, so under $100.
And you're getting lots of practice.
Yeah, the front motors did burn out, but $10 and just soldered on the new pair.
on the new pair.
So that was another thing I got to learn. I'd never soldered, but you know, just a little practice and
thing was alive. Hey, lots of soldering practice. Yeah. Mark that down.
Let's
next
put that
to
the in the mastery course series. Andre can teach it.
Oh man, that is so awesome to hear the progress that he has. Well, guys, that's gonna do it for us today. If you have any questions concerning what I like to call relevant or non-relevant questions, right, Rob?
That's right. He loves that relevant element.
Make sure that you click on Ask the Drone You, AskDroneU.com, where you can record your question, or if you don't want to record your voice for whatever reason, I'm sorry, go to AskDroneU.com. I want to hear your voice.
We'd love to hear your voices through on the questions.
That's right. And again, thank you to our special guest, Andre, for today.
Thanks, Andre.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul and Rob.
You're very welcome. Well, guys, that's going to do it. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask the Drone You.
Ask Drone You. Ask Drone You.